So the piece that we'll be doing is really the it's an all around dissertation on Sukkot and Gimel and Siman Aleph. So we start with, the first key to it is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, of course, and the Tosfos there. So the Mishnah states clearly in the beginning of Sanhedrin that Gezeilus and Kabbalos need three mumchim. The Mishnah says three. Later on, we establish that clearly means three mumchim. Tosfos comes along and asks the same kasha that he asks in several different places, including Bava Kamma. So on Gimel Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin, Tosfos asks the kasha. V'im toyama v'ho ashkechon b'kama duchtin sho yudanin b'vovel gzeilus v'chabolus. So Tosfos and the other Rishonim ask from a number of cases throughout Shas where gzeilus and chabolus were being judged. And the one case he brings is Gabihau Gabra Debona Apadna Kalta de Yasmi. So he built his mansion on this empty space, a kind of a dump that belonged to the Yesomim. But Chanan Bishop, the Tokole Lechavre, and Chanan Bishop, who struck his friend, became a Mekomis. Yesh loyma de bechol hanu efshar shibdocha kuzedze al yedei de tafsi. So one thing might be that there was things got rough there, that there was tfiso, that somebody grabbed something. But yesh meforshim, and the answer that everybody works on is the second answer, dafke gezeilus she al yedei chabolus. So Tosfos limits the case. So we start off with an apparent stira. The Mishnah says you need three mumchin. The fact is, we see in the Gemara, which is in the time of Bovil, that they were busy being done cases of Gzeilus v'Chabolus. Answers to this first, it depends. Cases of Gzeilus v'Chabolus, where Gzeila and Chabola came together, that's where you need three, because that's Lo Shchiyah. So we've already established that the key to what we can, when Shlichus Sayuka Avdinan applies, is the existence of Shchiyah and Chisor and Kis. Where there's a chabola, cases of assault are not shchiach in Jewish communities, and therefore the only time that you need mumchin is if there was an assault involved in the gezeila. So it's a gezeila with chabolas. Answers Tosfos. Asks the Mashal on that Tosfos. But it's quite clear from the earlier Gemara that we're talking about Gezeilus and Chabolus separately, is the Maharsho's Kasha. Because on the earlier Gemara, and Bebez and Bebez, we learn it from separate sources. V'haydi katani Gezeilus and Chabolus, says the Gemara on Bebez and Bebez, mishum de'iker gimel dechtivi b'Gezeilus v'Chabolus, because the very concept of mumchin was first written by Gzeilus v'Chabolus. Where? Gzeilus dichtiv v'nikav balabayis ela Elohim. Chabolus ma'li chobo b'kufu ma'li chobo b'mamoyim. So the Gemara is saying, the Mashal asks that we see clearly when the Mishnah says Gzeilus v'Chabolus, it means Gzeilus as one thing and Chabolus as a separate thing, which means even if the Gzeilus are without any assault attached, you still need three, which is against what Tosfos answers. And then he answers something rather strange. The Marshal says, Gezeilus v'Chabolus dichtali b'mas nisim docha al kolcha Gezeilus v'Chabolus mamesh kidom aleel. Gezeilus dichtiv v'nikav balabayis alokim Chabolus mali. So in fact he doesn't answer. He just makes the he'ora that the Mishnah clearly holds that you need shloish mumchim even if it's a Gezeilus without an assault. Somebody steals something in a simple case of theft. The Mishnah says you need three, even though nowadays we in the Gemara we see they were done other cases. Can you hear it right?
Yeah.
Gershon O'Brien, can you hear it right?
Yeah.
You seem to be struggling.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what the Marshal says. To me, it's interesting. I don't know whether you thought about it, that when the Gemara says, where do we learn it from? That by Gezeilus, we learn it because Iker Gimel Dichtivi B'Gezeilus V'Chabolus Ksivi. And where's that from? V'Nikra V'Labayis El Elohim. V'Chabolus Ma'li Chovo B'Gufo Ma'li Chovo B'Mamoyne. That concept is so interesting that the Gemara is saying that certainly for the sake of that limud, there's no difference between assaulting somebody's body and assaulting somebody's mama, assaulting their assets. And that if you need three mumchim for assaulting their assets, you need it for assaulting their bodies as well. And it's not a kavachom, it's a mali. So it almost seems to be that the Gemara is saying the essence of mumchim here, and I haven't seen anybody who makes this point. The essence of mumchim is assault. There are two kinds of assault. You can assault a person's body and you can assault a person's money. But where do you need mumchim? The essence is chabolos. It just doesn't matter whether you chovel guf or you chovel mama. And I don't see anybody who says that. On the contrary, the Rosh says in Sanhedrin that chabolos are not shchir, mashma that gezelos are shchir. So he separates them out. So when it comes to shchiach, you can say that assaults on body is not shchiach, and assaults on money is shchiach. So I understand, once you've come to the shlichusayu ka'avdina, where the requirement is shchiach and chisorin kis, one can separate them out and say chabolos are not shchiach. But the essence of gzeilus v'chabolos v'gimel is because of the assault associated with it, is what I'm suggesting from the Gemara, although I haven't seen it, and I don't know if it will help us with anything. But as I look at the Gemara, I say, wow, that's amazing. That means the Gemara is taking Gezeila as a Ke'en Chabola.
So Chabola, you're saying, is the original assault, and Gezeila is just another type?
Well, yeah, it kind of almost works the other way around. The essence is assaulting somebody's momen, and the same applies by guf. Hilkach b'hon,
a little later on.
Well, that's because the Iker Posuk is written by Geneva, by Gezeila. The Nikrav Balabais El Elohim, that's Gezeila. That's the Iker thing. So we know from there that if you steal somebody's money, you need mumchin to recover it. And what about Chabola? What happens if you assault somebody? So the Gemara, what's the difference? They're both assault. Different form of assault. That's what the Gemara actually answers, says they're both assault. And Rashi says, Hilkach b'hon nami k'siv be. So that's included. Chabolos is included in Geneva and Gezeila, which is so interesting. And as I say, I haven't seen anybody make that point, or whether it's relevant, but in understanding the Gemara, that seems to be what's important. So when we say Shlichusayu Kavdinen, there we separate it out and we say the reason that we... Yes, you're right that every Gezeila is also a Chabola, and in theory you should need Gimel Mumchin, but because of Shlichusayu Kavdinen, you only need Hedyotis in this case, because there's Chisoron Kis and Shchiach. Isis Tosfos, but we see.
We had a brief discussion on Shabbos about comparing physical assault to a theft with physical assault, trying to understand which one was worse. And it came out of the Ketos himself, which we'll see at the end, where he said, Lama Yigara Gezeilus Habos Leide Chavolos from Shabbos and Ribu on Chavolos itself. So we were wondering. Again, assault is the first and worst, and then you can add gezeila to that. Or if gezeila and theft is the worst crime, and then you added assault to it. But it sounds like you're now calling both of them.
But from the sugya here, the only difference between chabola and gezeila is legabi sorry.
Judge.
Is the Gabi Shkiach and Chisor and Kiss. It's not the Gabi seriousness. So that's where we start separating. My point is that until we get to the issue of Shkiach and Chisor and Kiss, the Gemara treats them identically. So that Gezela, whether you're assaulting somebody's property or their body, for the purpose of this discussion regarding the need for Mumchim, they're treated the same. No, not for Shkiach and Chisor and Kiss. For that, they're separated. But until we come into the need to talk about Shkiach and Chisor and Kiss, they are the same.
They're both
forms of assault, and for that you need Mumchit. So it also comes into where the Gemara starts off in Sanhedrin and says, Atu Gzeilus B'chaboros Lav Dinei Momenes Nir, Omer Rabbi Avol, Mahen Ktani, Mahen Dinei Momenes Gzeilus B'chaboros. So although the Mishnah says Dinei Momenes B'shloisho, the Gemara immediately says only a specific category of Dinei Momenes. Which category? Gzeilus B'chaboros. What is unique about Gzeilus V'chabolos? They both entail assault. That you can assault somebody's property too. That's the same thing as assaulting themselves. I mean, it's interesting, actually, in Californian law, I don't know, I think throughout the United States, it might be in Canada too, it's quite interesting that entering somebody's property without permission is treated almost the same as assault. I think it is actually the same as assault. So if somebody is caught in your house, even if they haven't taken anything, but it's treated much worse than a stam geneva. It's treated the same as an assault, as if somebody assaults you in the street. Basically, it's interesting. They consider entering your house as an assault on your being, not just as a property thing. That you when you've entered somebody's space. So there seems to be a bit of that. So what do we have here? We have Tosfos differentiating between different types of gezeilus and saying the gezeilus that entail chabolus, that's what the Mishnah means, that you can't be done without three mumchin, but stam gezeilus you can. So now we can move to the Namukhi Yosef in Bava Kamma, where he asks the same question and gives a different answer. So on page Dalad Amud Beis in Bava Kamma,
the Rama quotes,
which the Rama bases himself on. No, the Mukhi Yosef is on Pei Dalad Amud Beis. It's on Daf Lamed Amud Beis in the pages of the Rif, but mine might be slightly different. So then he says, "B'shein v'regel." There's a Dibur HaMaskil B'shein v'regel. Karma. Have you got that?
Yeah.
And a little bit further down, Aval Gzeilus Nirya B'chol HaTalmud Demilta Teshchichininu V'Govin Oseh B'Bogam. Kid Amrinan, and then he brings the case of the gun of Padma Deturi. That's such an interesting case, where this person steals a span of oxen, plows his field with it, and is told that he's got to pay. So, I kasha of Tanam Perikamet the Sanhedrin, Gzeilus v'chabolos begimum, u'mufashin ha-mumchin, v'amrin en begitin ho ike Gzeilus v'chabolos de mamayin aninu, v'lo yavdin en shlichusayu. And the Gemara also asks, "Zeres v'chavolis is mamoyle, and why don't we do shlichusayu?" Hachi terutza. This is the answer. The anan lo yamrin and hosom the gezelus lo shchichi, elo be gezelu gemura kein vayigzel esachanis miyad hamitzri. The lo shchichi. Taking somebody, something out of somebody's hands, that's called gezelu gemura. As we see the word gezelu used in the Tanakh. That's a gezeilu gemura. You take somebody out of something out of somebody's hands, and that's lishkia. Aval she'ar gezeilus kigun shtaroisov shel chaveru shehifkid etzloi v'sholach yodoi b'fikodon v'shoymer shegozo ma'ashenoson loy lishmer hani vaday shchichi v'goyvin oison b'bovim. But if it's a case of you stealing something that's come into your hands legitimately, that seems to be the difference. If it came into your hands because you're a shomer or in some form or another, then and you use it without permission or you don't give it back to the person, that's something that is shkiach. And those cases we are goyim. That's what the Nemuki Yosef wants to say. So in a sense Brian?
The fact that the Nemuka Yosef says he qualifies the Mishnah and says that the Mishnah is talking about a case that's not Shkiach, a Gezeilah Mamish or whatever, but things that are Shkiach we do in Babel, it's Mashmah from the Nemuka Yosef that just in preparation for what we're going to learn weiter, that the category of Shkia even applies in the Mishnah.
Yes, well, so far everybody would be the case with everybody.
Shlichusayu, it sounds like it's at Babel. We've been learning a little bit until now that there's a requirement, there's a general requirement for Mumchen. But he does for the virus is an exception. And the fact that we now have an extension of being done other things outside of Eretz Yisrael is driven by the parameters of Shkiach and Cheson Kis. But that all seems to be it's a development, a chronological development of how we are done. The understanding that we developed until now, the last few weeks, that Shkiach and Cheson Kis are something that follow chronologically after the period of the initial requirement for Mumchen, and then Hodos Vavos as being even the Bezman the Mishnah an exception, and then Avdin Shlichusayu was already later generations, which is driven by Shkiach and Cheson Kis, but it's Mashmah from this Nemuka Yosef that he seems to be saying that. The Mishnah's dafka talking about things that are not shkiach. That's why they need mumchen,
but
isn't a departure from what we've been learning until now.
Doesn't Tosfos say the same? According to Tosfos, wouldn't you also say that he's learning in the Mishnah?
Yes.
So that's right. That's why I haven't learned really until one gets onto the Tosfos and others who actually suggest that I haven't taken it that it's a difference in chronology. I've taken it more this way, that there are certain things that right from the beginning that had the capacity to be nidun by Hedyotis, because the issue of Hedyotis didn't only arise after the Churban. The issue of whether you need a mumche or a Hedyot was even in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. There were mumchim, there were Hedyotis. So I've learned generally up till now that's the story. The story is just where can a Hedyot be done? Where do you not need a mumche, irrespective of in what period of time? So you're right. In so far as we've seen in the Nemuk Yosef, and if we follow it through, so we've dealt with Tosfos' kasha on the Mishnah, and we've got two answers so far. We've got Tosfos and the Nemuk Yosef, both of them dealing with the difference between two categories of gezela, not a time period.
Yeah.
There's a certain category that needs a mumche. There's another category that can be done by hedyotis. And it's interesting.
The lashon of the. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
The Lashon of Avdin and Shlichusayu, did we not see the, maybe it was Rashi, I'm just trying to see, because the way that understanding would imply Avdin and Shlichusayu would mean Bezman the Beis HaMikdash, a remote community, could be Avdin and Shlichusayu of Mumchen, right, from a larger community or something like that.
Right.
As opposed to Avdin and Shlichusayu the Kamoi, a Lashon that Tos was used, which is definitely from an early, you know, he's saying the earlier generations.
But that's an extension. So their Tosfos asks, so then how come today we have the Adarabba? I would say from that Tosfos, there's a proof that when we've been talking about it generally, it's a difference even Bizman Beis HaMikdash. Because Tosfos then asks, good, that's Avdin HaShlichusayu, but what about now? What Shlichus are we doing now? Yeah. He says, Tekamoy. So the Shlichus extended after the Beis HaMikdash. So to me, Adarabba, I understood that Tosfos as understanding Shlichusayu Kavdin and something which happened in the time of the Tanoim, and Tosfos is Mechadish that it continues thereafter.
Right.
So until I got to the Ktos Achoshen, and a few others who kind of suggest that, I wasn't going that route at all of saying this is separating the sugyas out chronologically. Sorry about all this.
Let's
go for it. One thing is clear. Tosfos and then Wiki Yosef certainly don't learn it chronologically, right? The Marsho suggests a chronology. When the Marsho says, but it's clear the Mishnah is not saying that. The Marsho is the first one who introduces a wedge between a chronological wedge between the Mishnah and the Gemara. When the Marsho says,
right,
but in the Mishnah it's clear that it means Gezeilus without Chabolus. So what's Tosfos talking about? So you've got to say Tosfos is talking about after the Mishnah. The Marsho is the first one that opens that door explicitly to saying what the Mishnah and the Gemara are talking about different times. And that's why the Ktos builds it on the Marshor, as we'll see later. But that's what the Nemuki Yosef brings. I think the Nemuki, there are two comments, there are three horrors I have on the Nemuki Yosef. The one is, I don't think he's conceptually that far from Tosfos. It makes a big practical difference, but conceptually it doesn't, because whether something comes into your hand legitimately or not legitimately is almost a form of Chabolah. By the case of Vayigzol Esachanit that he talks about, Vayigzol Esachanis miyad hamitzri, to grab something out of somebody else's hand, that's a gezeilah de'isbei Chabolah, kind of. So it's just less of a Chabolah. Maybe he isn't injured or you haven't actually harmed his body, but you've grabbed the chanitz out of his hands. So in a sense, the Nemuki Yosef is just going further than Tosfos. It doesn't have to be a Chabolah mamash. Anything which isn't, you know, anything which you're snatching out of somebody else's hands, rather than it came to you legitimately. If it came to you legitimately and then you were gozel, that's shchiyah. But to go and grab something out of somebody's hands is not. But lamaisa, it becomes quite a big difference, because according to Tosfos, there's only a very small category that we are not done. Is that right? There's a small category that we are not done. And that's the category of Gzela where there is Chabolah. Everything else we're done. So it's the most categories of Gzela we're done. There's an exception where we're not done, where there's an assault. According to the Numeki Yosef, it's the opposite. Sorry, Brian?
It's strange that the source, the Nigrav Balabas came to what Shomrim, which would say Shkiach, that all the Mephoshim say that's a Shkiach case. And yet that's exactly the source of Mumchen.
Gezeilus for Renikrav? No. Yeah, Gezeilus
for Renikrav Balabas Alakim. Shomrim, who's Shalach Yad or whatever.
Right.
I think. So that the very source of the requirement for Mumchen is a Shkiach case.
Yes, so you've got
which is much
so you've got to say
I'm not troubled.
Say, Aaron, all right?
I wasn't so troubled, but I mean, the way I've sort of seen the meta structure across this thing is this, what's hovering above all of this is Shetinol Delis Bifne Oise Avla. And the question of all of this is at what point do we, the basic structure has to be Mumchin. That's clearly a Torah Dikainian. The question is at what point do we interject and intercede above that the need for Tinol Delis Bifno Avla Ose Avla? Is it an historical fact that required Shechech and Chisun Kis at some point in time later because Mumchim were no longer available? Or is it something that even during the period of Mumchim we had to respond to in order to ensure that we were no Delis Bifno Ose Avla? To me, that's sort of all the moving parts in the sugya.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Ron. I was about to say something similar, that yes, the Me'ikar HaPosuk, we learn the core of the din is you need mumchim. Why do you need mumchim? Because every gezeila is a form of assault. So in every gezeila there's an element of assault and you need three mumchim. We're dealing here with a different thing, is can hedyotis act in place of the mumchim? We're not saying you don't need mumchim. Shlichusayaka avdinen means you need mumchim. It's just we can act on behalf of the mumchim. We are the agents of the mumchin. But me'ikira din, the din has to be done by mumchin. It's not, the Torah is not telling us, you don't need mumchin for this. And Chazal don't even come along and say, you don't need mumchin for this. Chazal come along and say, shlichusayu kavdin. That's different. So the question is, as Oran's saying, is how far and under what circumstances, and is there a difference in chronology where we apply the principle of shlichusayu kavdin in order to be noel delis? But we're simply extending the need for mumchim. We're not abandoning the need for mumchim.
So when the hedyot's done, he's essentially bringing mumchim into the arena.
Yes,
in a sense, the shlichus brings the mumchim ahead. It's not that we relax the requirement for mumchim.
Right. Except in those cases where me'ikar adin you don't need mumchim. So there are cases where minatari you don't need mumchim. But anywhere where Minat Torah you need Mumchim and Chazal instituted Shlichusayu Kavdina, we're simply saying these are the Mumchim. They're acting on behalf of Mumchim. And the whole Sugya, as Oran says, is now, so when did, you know, was that a certain time that it applied? Did it apply even in the time of the Mishnah? If so, in what cases did it, didn't it? And we've got the Ra'or and Tosfos differing in when it applied using the judgment of Shchiach as the determinant. So the Ra'or and Tosfos are not introducing new factors. They're simply deciding how to classify gezeilos in terms of Shchiach. So that we can then decide whether to classify it as Shlichusayu Kavdin. So it's all about classifying. But the principle of what Aran called the metastructure is you need Mumchim. You need Mumchim because of the posik in Sanhedrin, Vayikra Velo Elohim, and you need... And the question of where does Shlichusayu Kavdin? What I do find very interesting, if you've got Bava Kama in front of you on Daf Dalad Amud Beis in Bava Kama, I think there's a big raya for the Nurki Yosef. Although again, I haven't seen anybody reference it other than possibly the Gemara.
What
Dalad Amud Beis.
Oh.
Right in the Gemara itself. Right in the beginning of Bava Kama, in the Gemara itself. So the Gemara goes through a whole analysis, if you remember it, when you learned it starts with Arba Ovis Nezikin, and the Gemara says, but Rabbi Yoshaya says there are 13 Ovis Nezikin, and then lower down about 10 lines from the bottom, Tani Rabbi Chia Esrim V'Arba Ovis Nezikin. And they listed, Tashlume Kefo V'Tashlume Arba V'Chamisha V'Gana V'Gazna V'Edim Zomim V'Oinis V'Mefatim V'Mitzi Shemna V'Metameh V'Metameh V'Manaseh V'Hanitzlesa plus the 13 of Rabbi Yoshaya Ho Esrim V'Arba. Also the Gemara of Rabbi Yoshaya, my time of Luitani Hani. So why doesn't Rabbi Yoshaya include all the cases of Rabbi Chiya? Answers the Gemara, B'mamoyna kamayri b'knasa lui kamayri. Because Rabbi Yoshaya is talking only about mom and not about knas. Ask the Gemara, Gana v'gazlan d'mamoyna hu? Gana v'gazlan is momen? Isn't that interesting? The Ramana Rilisni answers the Gemara, Hoksani le Shomer Chinam v'Hashoyel. They're included in Shomer Chinam v'Hashoyel. which almost seems to say that the when is Gana V'Gazlan considered Momen, meaning we apply Shlichusayu Ka'avdinen, when it's in the category of a Shomachina. That's the moment. But all other cases of Gezeila are not considered Momen. To me, this is a huge raya for the Namukhi Yosef. Just the pshat in the Gemara.
Mm-hmm. Anything outside of a Shomer case would be...
You could argue the Gemara, this, which the Gemara, because they bring this as one of the cases where the Gemara explicitly says that Geneva and Gezeila has an element of Momen. But you could limit it and say, yes, if this is your source to say that Geneva and Gezeila is Momen, and the Gemara says that's included, when he says Shomer Chinam, he's saying Gezeila, Geneva. Oh, but you could say he's saying only the Geneva of Shomer Chinam because that's Shir. But maybe any other Geneva is not Shir. How can you have a Raya that other Geneva is also considered Momen? Says the Namukhi Yosef, you don't have such a Raya. This is your Makor. And the Makor only works for Shomer Chinam. So this is an incredibly strong Raya, I think, for the Namukhi Yosef. What's also interesting here is the Rashi on the word Ganav, about five lines from the bottom. Rashi says, Ganav hamoide me'atzmo. The gazlan.
Moide or mashala?
Hamoide me'atzmo, have you got that? The word in the Rashi Dibur HaMaskil, Ganav?
Yeah.
Hamoide me'atzmo, the gazlan delo mashami elof keren, listen. So he says this, the sugi here is talking only about that situation of Ganav that doesn't involve Kefel at all. If Kefel is involved, we're not even done the Keren. Do you follow what I'm saying? There's a big chidush in Rashi. Rashi is saying this that we hold, that by Ganav Gezeila we are done Keren, but not Kefel, is only in cases when Kefel doesn't apply at all. If Kefel applies, we're not even done the carry. That's why Rashi limits it even further. Not only are we only talking about certain cases of Gezeila, but it's only where he's moide, so that there's no knas, or it's the Gezeila where there's no Kefel. That's considered mono. But even the carry, When Kefel is involved, the Keren itself is not considered Momen. And you need a Mumche even for the Keren, is what Rashi seems to be saying. So just note that. Just
you can't bifurcate.
Exactly, can't bifurcate. So that, and that's clearly not what the Shulchan says in the Rambam, so we'll see. But just bear that in mind as a Heorah as we move through it. Yeah. The last thing about the Namukhi Yosef is the Vilna Gaon asks, but how does the Namukhi Yosef deal with that case of the guy who steals the oxen and various other cases? And I think that we have to say that the Namukhi Yosef regards that case of where he steals the... It's actually worth just learning through that Gemara quickly, the cases. It's had evolved in Bava Kamma. It's quite an intriguing case. Tzadivov on the base. The second last thin line. So how gavra de gozal padna de turi michalve? A man stole a padna de turi, a span of oxen, from his friend. Ozal korov buhu korovo. He went and he plowed with them. Zora buhu zara, and he planted seeds in the property that he plowed. Lasoif ahadrinu lamare, and then he returned the oxen. Asal kamed rav lach. Omar luhu zilu shumu shvochad da ashba. Go and pay the improvement. Omar le rove. Turi Ashbach, Araloi Ashbach. Did the oxen grow and not the property? Why do I have to pay him anything? Omar Mika, I mean, in the Shaima Kulip, in other words, what is the reason that the ground is worth more is not just because of the oxen. It's the quality of the earth, it's the water, it's the fertilizer, it's my labor, it's lots of things other than the oxen. What do I have to pay? The oxen are as they were. I didn't in any way damage the oxen. Omar Mika, I mean, in the Shaima Kulip, you're right. I didn't say you have to pay the entire amount of improvement. Palgu Kamina, I intended you to pay a half. On he's still arguing, and he's saying, but at the end of the day, these oxen were a gazela, and they're around. I'm returning them as they were. Why is there anything else to pay? Haven't I told you once before, when I'm judging, when I'm being done, don't question me. The Omar Huna, Chavrin Eloi, Ana Ushavoy Malko Achi Bedina. Because Huna said about me that I and Shavoy Malko, which is Shmuel, are brothers in Din, meaning they're above questioning. And you should know, High Inish, if you really want to know, High Inish Gazlona Atikahu, this man is a practiced Gazlan. It's time to take care of him. I have to be. You're right. Mikir Adin, you don't have to pay anything, but I'm enforcing it so as to punish him. So that Gemara is interesting from many respects. But so the Vilna Gaon says he has clearly a case of gzela that he's being done, and it's true that at the end he says I'm doing it because this is an exceptional case because this man is a regular gamut. But what the Vilna Gaon is asking is that's not what Rava asks. Rava isn't asking why are you being done in Bava. He's asking why is that your psak? Why are you paskining at chiyuv tashlumin? And he says I only mean half. And he says why even half at all? So they're arguing about the quantum. They're not arguing about whether he has a right to be done. So clearly Rava accepts that he has the right. So clearly the Gemara and everybody asking on it accepts that he has the right to do so. Yes. That Rav Nachman has the right to do so. So he leaves that as a kasha. So I think you've got to say, according to the Mukhi Yosef, he holds, based on that Gemara on Daf Dalit and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that this must be a case of where he was a showman. I think the Mukhi Yosef is so clear that you can only be done when you're a showman. That is, how did this guy get the oxen? He didn't go into his farmyard and steal them. He could have been a shomer, being asked to take care of the oxen, and while he had them, he used them to plow his field. On that, he says, you owe the shvach. And he says, good, you say, I used them when I shouldn't have used them. It was a sheva shalom yidaz kind of thing, so I'm a gazlan, I'll return the oxen. Why do I have to pay the shvach? But I think you have to say, although the Vilna Gaon doesn't seem happy with that, because there's no mention here of him being a gazel. But what I'm suggesting is, since the Nemuki Yosef is based on the Gemara in Daf Dalit, it's totally clear to him that you couldn't be done a case that didn't start off legitimately, that it didn't come into your hands legitimately. And you have to say, in this case, his gazela is that he used them improperly, that he used them without permission, but not necessarily that the oxen came into his hands shaloi kedin. So that's the Nemuki Yosef that we have, the Nemuki Yosef on the one hand and Tosfos on the other hand. If you're okay with that, let's look at the Kesef Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah is in Perek Hei of the Sanhedrin, Halacha Yud Gimel. So Perek Hei of Hilchos Sanhedrin, there are two Rambams we should look at quickly.
We had Yud Kimel and we had Yud.
So you start with Ches. With Ches, Dinei Knossos, Kegoyin Gezeles V'Chavolos V'Tashlumi Kefir V'Tashlumi Abba V'Chamisha V'Enis V'Mefat Echiyetz V'Ein Ein Dani Noson Ela Shloisha Mumchim. So in Halacha Ches, he says quite clearly, we're not done dinei knosos, such as gzeilus and chabolus, and tashlumei kefil. In Halacha Yud Gimel, he says, "Mi sheganav gazal goyvin mimeno hakerin dayane chutzlorets, aval en goyvin es hakefel." So this seems in the Rambam clearly not like we learned in Rashi. The Rambam says you do bifurcate, because he seems to be talking about one case. In that case, you can be goyver the keren piece, but you cannot be goyver the kefel piece. So he doesn't seem to be learning like Rashi. He seems to be learning that it's not the type of gazela. It's in any gazela, you can be goyver keren, but not kefel. So asks the brings the kesef mishnah. And that comes from Perek Achovel, de betashlume kefel v'abe v'chamish u'navid shlichusayu, u'mashmel rabbeinu d'loy kashyele elo bekefel chutz mehakerin. So when the Gemara in Pei Dalet said, so why can't we apply avdin and shlichusayu to kefel? And the Gemara says, because of knas. And then later on the Gemara comes to shchiach and chisorin kis. And we, sir, if you remember, when we learned that, we said there are two ways of learning. Either Gemara's chozer and says, all you worry about is chisorin and chisorin kis. Or you could say that knas is still a thing on its own. If it's knas, we're not done. Even if it's momen, it has to be shchiach and chisorin kis. And chisorin kis. But the kesef mishnah certainly learns that havamina stays in place. That the Gemara says, how come we don't apply avdin and shlichusayu to kefil? Answers the Gemara, because of knas, and the Rambam learns that the whole kasha of the Gemara is only on the kefil component, but the Gemara had no difficulty with the keren component of that case. And this undoes Tosfos's question and the Nemecha Yosef's question. When it says in the Mishnah that you need mumchin, how come they were done? So you could say they only were done on the keren, not on the kefil. The kosher. So on that, ask the case of Mishnah Akasha. Titznan barosh Sanhedrin gzeilos bechabolos b'shloisha ofirish b'gemara she'im mumchim. Val koch of gzeilos haynu shedonin ala keren doho tani basar hachli tashlume kefil b'shloisha. Voite b'gzeilos lo shayach tashlume kefil. V'im ken ki amrinan gzeilos b'shloisha mumchim b'din hakeren omru. So he pushes that aside and says, you actually can't learn it that way. You've got to say that when the Mishnah says you need three mumchim, it's talking even on the keren. So how does the Rambam say here that the keren is, you can be done with hedyotas? And he brings the two answers. He brings the Namikah Yosef and he brings Tosfos. The Chosov and Namikah Yosef b'shem Haraho, So according to the Rambam, you can learn the Rambam like the Ra'o, that this Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about the case of Geneva Gemura, where you take it out of the hand of the other person, and all the cases in the Gemara are talking about where it came to your hands legitimately, and you would have to say, as I wanted to learn according to the Ra'o, in the case of stealing the ox, the span of oxen, that he didn't steal the mamish, they came into his hands legitimately. V'ritiretz b'sof perei kamegarish, de b'gzeilu she'al yedei chavolos koma, de ein danin b'bovil, or you can answer like Tosfos, and you can say it's talking. So he says there's no hechbech in the Rambam, either for the derech of the Ra'o or the derech of Tosfos. Either of them can be learnt in the Rambam. And the fact is, it appears that the Shulchan Aruch is learning the one way in the Rambam, and the Ra'o is learning another way in the Rambam. That's the machloek of Shulchan Aruch and Ramo. How to learn the Rambam? Is the Rambam holding Keshitas HaTosfos? That's what the Mechaber holds, according to the Sma, as we'll see inside in a moment. Or is the Ramo is holding like the Ra'o? So that seems to be that. So the Sma, that's the machloek. The Mechaber says, learns the Rambam like the Ra'o. Sorry, the Mechaber learns the Rambam like Tosfos, which means you can be goyver in all cases except those few cases of assault, and the Ramo learns the Rambam that you can never use hediotis unless it's so that you can always done. The Ra'ol then learns that you can only be done if it's kofer b'fikod, if it came to you legitimately. But in all other cases, you can't be done at all. Would be their machlokes. So if we look in the Sma, that's how the Sma learns the machlokes. So the Sma says in Sifkot and Yud-Dalet.
The Sma there.
So in Siman Aleph, Sifkot and Yud-Dalet, in the Sma.
Where is it?
And his comments is on the Ramov Yeshumim Dafka Gezelus Ayin Binamukhi Yosef. So he immediately starts off with the Namukhi Yosef. The Chosuf Kain Letaritz HaGemoros HaHadai. So the Ramov is learning like the Namukhi Yosef. That's clear. Avalatos Vishom Daf Pei Dalad of the Perik Basra Digitin, the Perik Kamedis Sanhedrin Daf Kimuf Hilku Beinyan Achir. They made a different distinction. And that's the Mechaber's view. The Mechaber holds that it's like Tosfos, and the Ramo holds like the Ra'o, and the Kesef Mishnah says either of them could work in the Rambam. So what the Sma is saying, although the Kesef Mishnah said either of them could work in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, he comes to a conclusion and says that, and learns like the Rambam like Tosfos. The Vilna Gaon says that's the halacha. The halacha is like Tosfos because how many times we see that Tosfos all over Shas. The fact that the Rosh also holds that way, and the fact that the Vilna Gaon is not happy with the way the Ra'or would want to learn all these other Gemaras, as we said, you would have to say that the Ramo holds it in those Gemaras, it came to them legitimately, and the Vilna Gaon seems to hold. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara, so the Gemaras remain difficult according to the Ra'or, and the only way to learn the Sugyas smoothly would be according to Tosfos, and so the Vilna Gaon learns the Rambam like Tosfos. Although the Kesef Mishnah says you could learn both, the Vilna Gaon learns the Rambam like Tosfos, and the Sma says that's how the Shulchan Aruch concludes, that in fact you've got to learn, the better way to learn the Rambam is like Tosfos. The Ramo says like the Ra'o. The Shach goes further. The Shach in Sifkot and Tes brings the smart. That's why the Mechaber just says you can be done all gzeilos because it's virtually all of them. The Koshidi, and I find that difficult, says the Shach. Somewhere or other, the Mechaber should have paskin the din of gzeilos al yedei chabolos and told us that you cannot be done. The Beis Yosef doesn't bring this. So the Shach, remember we talked about the fact that I believe that the Vilna Gaon treats the Shulchan Aruch as a separate sefer, and he treats the Beis Yosef as a parish on the tour and not as a precursor to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach clearly doesn't. The Shach clearly considers the Beis Yosef as the foundation of the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, although the Kesef Mishnah is a parish on the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah says you can be mefarish the Rambam either way. But when the Yosef Karo comes to working on Halacha Lamaise, which is in the Beis Yosef, he doesn't mention the Shitas Tosfos. So clearly, Bezev Lekach Niru Disvila Lamachabe Kedaz HaRambam Shitosef Bistam Kol Gzeilus Dani. And so he says, I hold, here we have a third Shita, that the Rambam holds that you can be done all cases of Gzeilus. The Pesayaka of Dinan in all cases of Gzeilus, and whether there's Kabbalah or there isn't Kabbalah, whether it's it came to him legitimately, or it was vayikach es achanit, whatever the case, we can be done gzeilus. We apply the dinim of shlichusai kavdinan, as Aran said, kadesh linul delis bifmeyose avlo. No matter what the situation, if somebody steals or assaults, we're done. That's how the mechaber learns. So now we're ready to for the Ketzos. Let's just take a quick stab at the Ketzos. We might have to finish him next week, but let's at least start it. So that seems to be how the sugya lays out. So the Ketzos and Sukkot and Gimel. So that's going on the Ramah. And he starts off with a Sma. Because of a Sma, Zalabala Tosfus, Pilku, Bijanachim, because with Afgizes, the Chabos, who bring Dani, Zedda, Sam Chabish, because of Stam Dani, Dine Gizelus. Umar Shabichidushov Kosov, the Vadai must listen Gizelus, the Chabos, Ivy, Bigzelus, the Chudayu, the Chabos, the Chudayu, Kamush Omusham Bishas, Gizelus, the Kri, the Nikra, Balabayas, El Arakim. Chabolos, etc. So, ve'achshav danim gzeilos lechudayu v'loy gzeilos al yedei chabolos. So adds the ksos achoshen. So that's all very good. Now, the marshal says clearly the mission is talking about gzeilos v'chabolos generally all over without restriction. That in all cases you need mumchin. But now we see from the Gemara. From all these Gemaras that we are done, even straight cases of Gezelus. And therefore, the Ketzos HaChoshen points out that in the Marshal you see a chronological split. That's the first time that we have evidence of somebody saying, but this doesn't work. So Ketzos' answer isn't what the Mishnah is talking about. It's not that the Mishnah is talking about one thing and the Gemara is talking about another type of Gezelus. They're talking about different periods. The Tzorich Biur, the Maishna bisman a Mishnah gzeilus lechudayu nami boim mumchin, v'achshav gzeilus lechudayu loy boim mumchin. So if you're going to say it's a matter of chronology, then you've got to explain what changed. If you say it's a different quality of a gzeilah, then we understand. But if you're going to talk about that, the same incident in the time of the Mishnah would have needed mumchin, and in the time of the Gemara doesn't, what changed? V'nira devadai ne'ilas delas de gzeilus haine shiyun al. The essence of it, the key to it is, as Oran said earlier, the key to it is Shiyunal Delis Bifnei Ose Avlo. Tosfos and the Rosh HaMachadish, that there's a Shilatinal Delis Bifnei Lavin was the origin of the Shlichus Ayukav Dinan. Once we had a concept of Shlichus Ayukav Dinan, we extended it further to Ose Avlo. So since in the time of the Mishnah there were Elokim, there were Mumchim, and they were available, even if they were rare, a Gazlan would know that he might not get away with the Gezela because people go to all lengths to retrieve their Gezelas, and they would go to Mumchim. So at that time, there was no need to expand the Shlichus Ayukav Dinan to Gazlonim. And Odafka Meyodos Valvus, if Kiyudin Mumchin, Shalai Yerutim, the Halvus, in Yatriach Achari Mumchin. There was a different problem. It wasn't that an aggrieved person would go looking for a Mumchin. It was that a creditor would say, Mali Letzorazu, what do I need this for? Why get involved in this and then find it difficult? Aval Hedyotis, Yimotze Bekal, but since Hedyotis can easily be found, it eases the willingness to lend, and that's what's important. But now that there are no mumchin anywhere, so Chazal had to now extend Shlichus Ayukav Dinan, because the reason that it used to apply only to lenders now applies to criminals as well. And that's, I believe, what the Rosh means. In the beginning of Sanhedrin, that Rosh is important. Acharei matzasi kedvoreinu b'chidushi haran, v'chein kosov harambam b'chidushav shan. So then I found that the other Rishonim say exactly this. So this idea that we have to use because of the Marshal's diuk, In fact, says the Ktsos, is a Mefurush Ran and Ramban. Ela shehu kosev b'zeh liyashiv kushiyas tosva shikshu de b'maslis in tzeran gzeilus v'chabolus v'ashav danin gzeilus v'zeh kosev de b'zman ha-mishna gam yidid shkiyat v'izbe chisur and kis boi mumchi. So he says, the Ramban says, now we're going much earlier than the Ma'asho. The Ramban is the one who says that this idea that introduces the idea of chronology and says in the time of the Mishnah, this whole chisur and kis and shkiyat wasn't there. So the sugya in Bavakama Pei Dalet was instituted later. It's not being mefarish what happened earlier. It was a new takona. What happened earlier was the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where Hidos Ba'avos are excluded because of Shiloh Tinol Delis Bifnei Lavin. That was in the time of the Mishnah. But the extension of that to Nezikin happened later, and that's the Gemara in Pei Dalet. V'lo yifkiyu bizman ha-Mishnah din mumkin rak Hidos Ba'avos, so he uses that to answer Tosfos' question. So we have a third answer to Tosfos' question. It's that the Mishnah is talking Bizmana Mishnah, and all these Gemoras are Bizmana Gemara. What changed in between was Shlichusayu Kavdinen was extended because there were no Mumchim available. So we learned the difference between Bava Kama and Sanhedrin differently. We learned the difference Sanhedrin was dealing with the origin of Shlichusayu Ka'avdinan, and Bava Kama was dealing with the extent of Shlichusayu Ka'avdinan. How far do we take it? How far do we apply it? But the Ktsos is now suggesting, based on the Ramban, that the difference between Bava Kama and Sanhedrin is chronology. So in Achoyvel, Nokat Taima Dishlichusayu de Kamoya Avdinen, Vuhu Mishun de Verkama de Sanhedrin, Ani Bizmana Mishne, de Ike Mumchin, Velo Yifkiu Mumchin, Rak Meidos Bavoyes, Vishak Belish, de Nez Deres. The Perik Achoyvel, Ba Megarish, Mari Bizmana Ze, de Leke Mumchin, Vifkiu Chazal Teras Mumchin, Gam Megizelus, Mikol Midi Dishlichi, Vizbechusayu de Kis, Venosto Beem Tan, Mishun Dishlichusayu de Kamoya Avdinen. And that's where Shlichusayu de Kamoya comes in. Shlichusayu de Kamoi is introduced in Bava Kama Pei Dalet, and in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, it's Shlichusayu, not the Kamoi, because it's the Shlichusayu of the Dayonim that was still there at the time. And then he goes on, we'll have to finish this part next week, but let's just touch on Achim Ki Im Divrei Ramban V'Haran Nechoinim, even though the Ramban and the Ran are quite right, Eif Shem Shalom Shiyusovim Shitazu. What he now wants to say is that's a great shita, and it explains a whole lot, but that's not the shita of Tosfos. And before, I don't know why he has to prove it from the Tosfos on Daf Yudalad, which was the same Tosfos he used in Sifkot and Beis. Before, he could prove it just from the fact that Tosfos doesn't answer that. The fact that Tosfos says it's the differences with Kabbalah and without Kabbalah, if it was just chronology, Tosfos could have just said that. So it's clear that Tosfos doesn't hold that, but he goes further to prove that Tosfos couldn't hold that. So what he must be saying, this is what I want to explore next week, is not just, as a matter of interest, Tosfos doesn't learn like the Ramban. I think he's saying Tosfos cannot learn like the Ramban. That Tosfos has a completely different approach in Shlichusayu Ka'avdinan. That's what's really important. If he was just saying, but the Tosfos doesn't go like the Ramban, well, of course not, but Tosfos doesn't answer that way. He's got a different answer. But it's not just about that Tosfos and the Ra'or are just two different answers that have some practical nachkiminas. I think what the Ktsos is suggesting is the difference between Tosfos and the Ramban is a difference in worldview as to how Shlichusayu Ka'avdinan works. Mm-hmm. And the whole introduction of chronology is opposed to, I think the difference is much bigger than just another way of answering the steer.
So that wasn't clear to me from the Ktsos whether that Shlichusayu Ka'avdinan was a later introduction in such that Hoidos Ve'alvos Bizman HaMishna was a different Heter and not al Shlichusayu Ka'avdinan, or whether Shlichusayu Ka'avdinan was always there, it's just a question at which point we infuse it into the equation.
So it's interesting, from the Gemara that isn't very clear, except from the Rishon in particular, Tosfos, who introduced the idea of Shlichusayu de Kamoi. So based on that way, using the Tosfos' understanding, Sanhedrin, the reason they applied Shlichusayu Ka'avdinan is Shelotin or Delis Bifnei Lavin, although that word doesn't appear in Sanhedrin. Which is why your question is legitimate. Are we sure that was mitam Shlichusayu Ka'avdinan, or was that some other kind of takona? It seems, though, from Tosfos and others, that it was always Shlichusayu Ka'avdinan. The problem was, so how do we do Shlichusayu Ka'avdinan today? Who's the Meshaleach? answers Tosfos, the Shlichus Ayah de Kamoi. They extended their Shlichus to apply for all generations, and that we can use even today. So it seems from the Rishonim, although we should be open to to other possibilities, it seems that it was always Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen. What was mischadish in Bava Kama was that was Shlichus Ayah de Kamoi, and that it applied even to Gzeilus B'Chabolus.
Sorry, I missed that last bit. I got dropped. I just got back in.
So you heard me say that your question is legitimate because in the Gemara in Sanhedrin there is no mention of Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen.
Right.
So in a sense, one might wonder, was there some other mechanism used? However, in the Rishonim, it appears that it was Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen. The difference is between Shlichus Ayah de Kamoi Kavdinen. So that's a further tweak on the principle of Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen, that Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen not only crossed the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael and Bovel, but it also crossed the boundaries of Zman HaMishnah and after Zman HaMishnah.
Which means that the only mechanism is ultimately always Shlichus.
That's our assumption now based on the Rishonim, particularly Tosfos. But let's stay open to the possibility that there might be people who learn it differently. Because there's no Hechrech in Sanhedrin to say Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen. I don't remember offhand, we can check whether Rashi brings Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen there. It's certainly.
And it's not so much from the Ktsois either.
I don't remember seeing
it. He seems to suggest that Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen comes as a later introduction.
Where do you see that?
Well, just in the way he's refers to sugyas.
But Halvas and Halvas and Hagas are because of Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen.
Because Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen says that. We said Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen.
That Lachira was even Zman HaMishnah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen even in the time of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I see what you're saying. And you could learn it both ways. I understand the Ktos to be saying. So really, he's asking why mention his kasha is not why do we say Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen in Bava Kama. He's almost asking why talk about Ne'ilas Delis. Why do you have to come onto that? So he says in Sanhedrin Ne'ilas Delis applies. In Bava Kama in Achovel Ne'ilas Delis doesn't apply. So what is the mechanism? But you're right. You could learn it in the Ktsos either way. So let's stay open on that. Was Shilotinul Delis Bifnei Lavin a takona in and of itself that didn't need Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen, and Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen was only introduced in Bava Kama if we're splitting it chronologically? Paul's man that we're not splitting it chronologically. There's no problem. It's we clearly need both. But if we're splitting it chronologically. Is Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen something that was only introduced after the Zman HaMishnah, or was it the mechanism already in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel? Is what Oran is saying, and that from the Tzoris HaKhoshim, it almost seems as if it's suggesting that Shlichus Ayah Kavdinen was introduced later. So then we'll do the second part of the mitzvah. Next time we'll do the second part of the Tzoris HaKhoshen and particularly explore what the Machloikis Tosfos and Ramban is. Is it something deeper than just being Mefarish the Steers in the Gemara? And if so, what is the nature of that Machloikis?
The worldviews.
Yeah. How far are you in preparation, Gershon and Brian? How far are you? How far have you gone?
Only this Ketzot.
We had done the sources. We're exactly where you are. We haven't gone into Dala yet.
Well, we got to the end of Gimel, except at the very end with the Tumim over there. We didn't.
Okay.
Right. The last few lines of the Ketzot, we didn't see the Tumim.
Okay, so we'll work on the rest of the Ketzot next week, if that's okay. Oranda, where are you? Have you managed to look ahead at all, or are you kind of where we are?
No, I'm not ahead. I'm sort of where we're holding
okay,
now.
Fine, great. Okay, so then in this session we'll get together again next Sunday. I am on the East Coast next Sunday, so if you want to learn a bit earlier, I can, but this time is also okay. Oran, do you always have a problem earlier? Is 11:30 good for you?
I've got something on at 9:30 to 10:30 after I get scrambled back here. So okay. If we could keep it at this time, it would work, but...
Should we just keep it this time? I'm fine with it. next week.
That's fine.
That's good for us.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Same time.
Take care. Have a good week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Simon.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.